Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Carmen, you and I went to see an advanced screening of Train Your Dragon 3.
We did, and I still have feelings, and I had a lot of dreams about it.
When you were away from your seat, scoping out snacks, I eavesdropped on a conversation directly behind me because it was loud and interesting. So
okay.
I couldn't help myself.
I mean, if you're going to have a conversation loudly in public in a theater, just assume that someone is listening and that someone might have a podcast.
Assume everyone has a podcast because it is true. Don't listen to those podcasts.
Stay on this one. But go on, Tyler.
So a man was teaching his children about the topic of consent,
okay.
Which is a laudable endeavor, I would say.
Kind of an interesting like time and place to decide to do that.
Absolutely. And what struck me as interesting was his choice of metaphor to explain point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which I found to be humorously telling, perhaps, because during this conversation, he also explained the concept of engagement to another person.
In a marriage type sense?
In a marriage type sense.
Okay.
He used that to explain consent as, like, engagement means that you are preparing to marry this person, but you can still always say no. You can always break it off.
Okay.
I mean, you can't, I don't want to say, like, you can always just break it off, because, like, you can break it off. I mean, don't treat it as just like, oh, well, you can always just back out of it.
Right.
Because that's not the way to treat it. But like, yes, there are good reasons to break off an engagement.
You can also back out of consent. And
right.
You don't need to explain that reason. And you can back out of an engagement, like, if you're just not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Which is a legitimate reason to not marry that person.
Yeah. And while that is all, like, I agree with all of that, it was his persistence with driving that particular point home.
You don't have to marry someone who
yes.
Who proposes.
That I found odd.
Are you suspecting that he has had a personal experience with maybe going through with an engagement?
That he is now very strongly trying to convey to his children.
That they don't go with the first one.
I mean, I
see what comes next.
I applaud this person for making the attempt.
Yes.
Because that's it's good to get your children used to the idea that sometimes people might say no to you and you should listen to that when they say no.
Right. And I think it's the engagement thing is kind of a good lesson also, because I think growing up we've kind of had the bombardment of like various stories, media, etc., expectations put in place that like finding the one is A, the highest achievement in life, and B, like a super special once in a lifetime opportunity. Don't let that person go. I think it takes, as a result of that, a significant number of bad experiences before you learn the idea of, oh, I don't owe other people anything just because they like me.
Actually, no one's making me.
Like, just because this one thinks I'm cool in a sexy way doesn't mean that, like, I have to tie myself to that person if I'm not feeling it or if they're a big ding-dong.
Or even ever think about it.
Right. Like, I don't owe them for existence. And that's... like, that's why I think the whole, like, uproar about ghosting is a little narrow-sighted.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it can, if you've been with someone for a while, like a couple weeks maybe, if you've been, like, really seriously dating or whatever for like, a couple weeks, a couple months, then yes, you do, as a decent human being, assuming that they have also been a decent human being, owe them an explanation of the I'm not feeling it sort of thing. But if you're like in that beginning phase and you've been on maybe two dates,
or none dates
or especially none dates. Yeah.
You don't have to like waste your time explaining to them what's going on. You can nope out of there. You don't owe them anything and they don't owe you anything. I've been ghosted. Like, it's fine.
Sure.
It's not the end of the world.
It is generally a polite thing to do, I think, to tell people.
Yeah.
But like, you don't have to. And again, there are great reasons to not explain and to ghost somebody.
Right.
But I Like, somebody once didn't ghost on me, and it was really weird. Like, I would have preferred
they did.
Well, there was, like, a long silence in the conversation. I was like, okay, like, this is over. It's fine. And then I got, like, another message just like, well, I don't want to waste your time. So thanks for the conversation. Goodbye. And I was like, this is so uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
Do I respond to this one now? Oh God, no.
Yeah, like it.
Like, please.
You don't have an eject button. Then ghosting, you can both sort of just like fade out and always remember that weird, awkward date at the Mexican restaurant where the fellow talked a lot about how much he ran and then messaged you about running and ended the date abruptly so that he could get some running in before sundown. And you thought, all right, well, that's it. But then he messages you for a few weeks, and then he just disappears.
I'm more interested. Ghosting, whatever. I'm interested in this boy now. What's his deal? Is he in... He's in Speed 3, isn't he?
Sundown, yes, Rundown, bro.
He is Speed 3.
He is in Speed 3. He has to keep moving or his heart stops.
Yeah, Speed 3 is about him.
Isn't that Crank or Crash or something? Which one was the bad one about racism, and which one was the bad one with Jason Statham?
Crash was the racism one.
Yes, Crank was... Jason Statham needs to keep his adrenaline up or he dies.
Because his heart has bomb in it, maybe? it's electrically charged by his adrenaline or something.
That
yeah.
would be so great if they took the Sandra Bullock on a bus movie. Is it Sandra Bullock? I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, on a bus. But instead, it's someone's heart has a bomb. If they don't keep their excitement up, their bomb will go off and destroy a small city.
I mean, watch Crank starring Jason Statham, because it is exactly that movie.
Okay, well, that's crazy and insane.
It's not good.
But yeah, maybe this guy was that person, and like the nervousness at the beginning of the date and the tacos was enough to like keep it going. But as it got to that more comfortable part, he's like,
oh God,
well,
got a crank.
Time to go. Better.
Ooh, I got a crank.
Better
sorry.
Go run.
Ned, was he British?
He was not.
Did he grunt one-liners throughout the evening?
I do not recall. It was very loud in this restaurant.
Maybe not
was
Jason Statham.
Was his name Stason Jatham?
Yes.
Jordanson Stinson.
That was his okay Cupid profile, and like, to be honest, it should have been a warning sign when all of the photos of him were like blurry as though taken at high speed.
So I have a running theory, pun intended.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Sonic the Hedgehog has been Speed 3 the whole time.
Are you talking about the movie that's coming out?
The entire franchise.
Yeah.
All the games, the cartoons, the comics, everything.
Yeah.
What is his motto?
Sonic?
Yeah.
Is it chili dogs?
No.
Is it fat, go fast?
Gotta go fast.
Yeah. It's gotta
go fast. No one has ever asked him why.
Gotta go blast.
No, that's his DeviantArt motto.
Now, is it... I thought it was just that is just the only speed he's capable of moving at.
Like he's just stating fact.
It's like if your
car
It's like if your car had to go from 0 to 80.
Yeah.
And there was nothing in between.
Right.
Or like that the mixer, the electric mixer I have, where its first setting is blast this cake to hell.
And
I've never gone above that setting because I don't have safety goggles of a high enough rating.
How's that Dragon movie, though?
What?
How's the Dragon movie?
It's good.
It's a good
very
one.
Good,
bad,
no,
fine,
it's,
worth
it's,
it.
It's worth it. It makes me...
I would put it above the first and below the second.
Yeah,
personally.
I would agree with that. I think we're in a small boat there.
Oh?
I've heard a lot of people didn't like the second, but also a lot of people are afraid to feel real feelings.
A lot of people are dumb and like movies for dumb reasons.
Is the second... I was really upset when the second one did not take the Oscars that year. Because they had to friggin' figure out new programming to handle the amount of unique animations going on in that battle scene.
There were a lot of crowd shots.
Yeah.
Very big crowd shots.
Yeah.
What was that one up against?
It was probably like...
I think it was like Frozen or something.
It might have been. No, I don't remember what year
it was. Was that the one with Song of the Sea and 2015? Is it 2015?
Might have been.
I don't know that it was up against Song of the Sea, though, because I would have been also more torn for that
I
one.
I thought that... I'm going to look it up.
Although I didn't think Song of the Sea was as powerful as Secret of Kells. I haven't seen their new one.
Me neither. It seems like a real tone shift.
It is, but it's good.
So I keep I keep waiting for like the moment where I want to sort of dip into that.
You need to be in the headspace for it.
Do we?
Yes.
Can we get in the headspace after a Folklore?
No.
Okay.
No.
What kind? Is this one a dark one?
Yes.
Okay.
It is about a young Afghan girl who has to dress like a boy to go to school.
Because her father was taken by the Taliban.
Okay, yeah. So, gentlemen, springtime?
It ain't one I want to jump into.
Springtime when we got sunlight again and not so much seasonal affective issues? Because I'm still having sad dreams about How to Train Your Dragon. And it's been several days.
Was it a satisfying ending to this thing that you like a lot?
Yes. I think on a personal level, I would have liked it to end subtly differently. But that would probably go against the entire theme they were setting up in this movie. Selfishly, I wanted it to do something else, but I think for the film, it was correct, the choice that they went with. It was Big Hero 6 that won. That's what it was.
I believe so, but I think.
And I was upset about that because
2014. Yeah, like, song. It was Box Trolls. Man, that was a tough competition actually. Big Hero 6 won. Box mm-hmm. Trolls was up. Whatever. How to Train Your Dragon 2, Song of the Sea, and also Princess Kaguya was up.
Yeah.
And those, there's a couple real good ones in there.
Of those, Big Hero 6 is not the winner.
It is. I like Box Trolls less, but Big Hero 6 is pretty bland as far as movies go.
Right.
It's not
I
great.
Enjoyed it. Like it's a good movie.
It's a perfectly fine movie.
Right, but it doesn't, like, it hits a lot of the Disney tropes. It doesn't
sure
do
does.
Anything new. And that's something I've really liked about the How to Train Your Dragon series, is that it has dealt with, like, interesting emotional things that I don't see in a lot of kids' movies.
And physical things.
Yeah, the,
like dragons.
And, well, the disabilities and all of that. But like
the unexpected loss of limbs.
Like the first
and how to
one
cope with that.
The first one was a really good like discussion on like a father-son relationship that was muddled a little bit with Astrid. They didn't really need a romance in there, but you know.
They never do, but they feel but like they do.
Yeah, they gotta cram it in. And then the second one was and it came out around the time when like there was a lot of news about the dog fights and things like that, and like dogs biting kids and who's responsible for that. And so the second one dealing with like, this is an animal, this is a wild creature, and you can love it, it is never going to operate in the same way that you do.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool that they like went very in depth into that idea. And that you also have to forgive that animal when it acts in an instinctive way because it's not following your rules.
Right. For all of the people-like qualities it can have, it still functions fundamentally differently than
right.
you do.
Like, I would love to reason with Cricket on a human level.
We all
would. Like,
sure, we all would.
But, like, ultimately, if I push her buttons the wrong way, she's going to retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, like...
No matter how long you have cohabitated.
Yeah, no matter how well we know each other, no matter how well we love each other. Because there's always... We get back together after the fights that we've had. We have a solid relationship. She'll forgive me about 2 minutes after I've, like, clipped the fur off her butt or whatever. Unpleasant tasks need to be done to keep her moving and alive. But like she's never gonna not scream in the car. She's never gonna understand vet is good for you. So yeah, and then this one also deals with a pretty good, I think, unique theme about like what it means to love something and what your responsibilities are in that level. So I think it's a really good film. Go see it.
Anomalisa couldn't pick one up the next year.
What's that?
Anomalisa.
What was it up against?
Couldn't get one. Inside Out. Inside Out's actually, I think, good.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's good.
But the trouble with the animation category of the Academy Awards particularly is that...
It's always Disney.
Well, because they don't actually watch all these movies.
Yeah, it is transparently right. always Disney.
So
it's the ones that they watch.
Yeah, so they're like, well, I did see that one, so I vote for it, I guess. I didn't feel like going to the art house theater, pick up Song of the Sea, even though it's my job to vote for this.
Yeah, I'm scrolling back. Was Happy Feet a Disney?
No.
No, did it win something?
Happy Feet did win in 2006.
That's a crime.
This is a good time to point out that I don't watch the Academy Awards. I never have.
I don't watch. I always look up what wins, but I don't watch.
Explain to me what else was on the board in 2006.
It was probably a rough year. There was a long span where animation was in a bad place.
Happy Feet was up against Cars and Monster House.
Monster House is fine.
Yeah, but like, what do you really do there?
Fine.
It's not though.
Cars is fine.
What do you really do in that situation?
In that particular situation, the Disney one probably should have won because it had one
just
plot.
Just because it has a level of quality.
It had one plot, and that plot was a full plot that filled the whole screen. Happy Feet had two half plots that still didn't fill the entire movie time.
It's no B movie.
After that, the winners are Ratatouille.
Sure.
That's a Disney.
Yep.
In it. Wall-E. Toy Story 3. Rango?
Kind of a Pixar run.
Rango?
Rango was Nickelodeon.
Dream. Was it?
Was it? All right. So that's a standout.
Also kind of an okay.
It's a weird movie.
It is very
then
weird.
Brave, Frozen, Big Hero 6, Inside Out, Zootopia, Coco. What's the next one going to be?
I can agree with Zootopia.
I mean,
and probably
I'll tell
Coco.
You what it fucking better be.
I know what you're going to say it is. Is Ralph Breaks the Internet going to steal it?
If Ralph Breaks the Internet takes it over Spider-Man,
I will break Hollywood.
We're
Z
going on
my
a
bare hands.
We're buying that bus and we're going on a rampage. And anyone who wants to join the murder bus and make it true,
I know it's got its issues. I like Kubo and the Two Strings more than I like Zootopia.
I would agree.
I might be in a minority there. I really love Kubo and the Two Strings, but it does have some serious pacing issues.
It's got some issues. I'm just ready to see anything else.
I like that Zootopia was a fairly unique thing that Disney did for Disney. And Coco
was
also
timed for all the good it did.
Yeah.
Sure.
Coco is also really well done.
Hit me with 2012.
2012?
Yeah.
Brave won.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
What else was in 2012?
Paranorman.
Paranorman
was really good.
Frozen, I don't know.
It's fine.
Frozen's fine. I like.
What was the competition?
I
feel like I made peace
with
that one.
I liked The Wind Rises more. And that's a Miyazaki.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say no to a Miyazaki. I think Wind Rises had, I mean, it's tricky subject material because it's about the guy who kind of designed the plane that the kamikaze pilots would use.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's presented in a way that's like, this guy really loves flying machines.
Yeah.
And he wants to make flying machines and he doesn't like how they were used.
Sure.
So it's, I'm not sure that I agree with people saying that it was like trying to whitewash some stuff. It is kind of like an ode to planes.
Yeah.
From a Japanese perspective, which he is. I don't know. I can't do the Disney thing most of the time. Wallace and Gromit, Curse of the Were-Rabbit got a win over Howl's Moving Castle.
Woof.
Woof.
And I mean, like, I like Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, Aardman, I enjoy their stuff. I didn't like that movie very much.
Nah, not that one.
I liked the shorts better than the movie.
That vintage Wallace and Gromit. I don't know that this is funny.
It isn't.
It's just us being mad at
it's
Hollywood.
It's just us being mad at cartoons.
Which all is right. kind Let's, of our life.
Yeah, kind of what I do all the time anyway.
Can we do anything entertaining on this one?
I mean,
Farm Crimes.
Oh yeah, tell
Why
me about
that
Farm
a video
Crime.
Game? You showed it to the Discord and I was so excited that we were going to have Arthur Pickles Morgan 2.
Yeah, I already
just
did
crimes.
Farm Crimes. It's called Red Dead Redemption 2.
There should be a video game franchise that's just like really mundane scenario crimes. Like how can you creatively crime it up in this very specific location?
It's John Marston very slowly pulling on the single cow's teeth.
I mean, they did make those games and this the Tycoon games.
Yeah.
That's true.
This Roller Coaster Tycoon is low key a how many crimes can you do game. Before you lose.
I played the Zoo Tycoon.
It's not that different.
Right.
It's mostly the same experience.
And I got into like a Zoo Tycoon Hunger a little while ago, and before my computer crashed whenever sound happened on it. I downloaded, I forget what the name of it is, but on Steam there's a Zoo Tycoon like thing with better graphics.
This. Yes.
Playing that game as it's intended is really boring after a little while, because I did legit try to do the resource management, make a good zoo, get really good rating situation, but after...
No, it's bad.
After like an hour of that, it's like, you know what? Everything is water. Everything is whales. Let's see where this takes us.
The good thing about, like, the fun things to do with those games is make, like, the ride that lasts for, like, 5 in-game years, like that one person did. Like, it is a ride that takes up the entire map, and it's, like, a very slow, like, coaster that just goes, like, And yeah, people ride it for like basically their whole lives.
There's a Zoo Tycoon that came out for the Xbox One as a launch title.
I feel like that's a really bad platform for that style of game.
It is. They fundamentally changed it where it was more of a third person experience. And like you could zoom out to place stuff down. The main draw was actually like driving around closures and interacting with the animals.
Oh, I remember seeing a video of this.
It was the only thing that like was compelling me to pick up an Xbox One, because one of the enclosures let you blast your bears with a water hose. The intent being to clean them, but you could just like hold down the button and blast them forever with a hose, and they would roll around and get angry at you.
And for this specific game mechanic, Tyler almost purchased an Xbox and the game.
Indeed.
I'll tell you what. You have raised my interest in the Xbox One to an all-time high. From 0 to maybe 0.5%. Like, this is the first time
you
anything...
You can probably get it on the Microsoft Store.
Yeah, it's probably true. So, yeah, back down to 0. You had a good run, Xbox One. That is, like, the only console that I have been at absolute 0 for the entire time.
My brother-in-law has it. Do not care for it.
I don't know what's on it anymore.
It's everything that's on a PC. It's
right. Like,
plus
that
Halo.
That I can't get anywhere else.
Plus Halo.
I don't know that they're really exclusives. It just seems bad. It just seems like a system that's bad.
Yeah,
it's a
system if all you ever want to do ever in your life is be someone with a gun shooting somebody from the first person.
Like a man with a hose and a bear.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the PlayStation's so much more versatile, and I don't understand why my family insists on getting Xboxes, because I can't get them any good games. Like, there's some games that my mom would love. Abzu? She'd be all over that shit. Can't get it for her.
Did that not go on Microsoft?
It's on Steam.
I don't know if it made it to Xbox One. I honestly don't know what is on that system.
As far as I'm aware, Xbox One is largely first-person shooters and whatever Microsoft is also doing on their computers.
Do you remember the Kinect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Steel Battalion Kinect game?
Yeah.
That
didn't work.
For the listeners.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about beauty that was Steel Battalion for a second, and like the $200 controller that you had to buy.
Oh, you mean the real Steel Battalion?
I mean the real OG Steel Battalion that had a massive like mech console controller that you had to get, and it had pedals, and it had
just
a big
to play the one game.
It had a big red, but let me tell you, it's it's so worth it. That's the only novelty controller you should ever buy for any reason. It's to play Steel Battalion, and it feels amazing. This new one is nothing. And it did have a feature programmed in where you had to punch or could punch the other people in your mech because they are insubordinate, and sometimes you'd have to hit them, which is a... just a crazy game feature like to put in, and it like just in fiction I don't know that it makes that much sense.
No,
it's just like trying
but certainly
to,
fun to do.
It's trying to wring like every last drop out of the Kinect and motion controls in general before they kind of
it's like it's putting the voices of the angry 12-year-olds playing a general Xbox game into a physical exercise.
It was a ballsy idea to look at that proprietary controller for Steel Battalion and say, what if we did this again, but this controller was air?
Like, all the reason... Was the actual game that good?
It was unplayable.
Right.
Like, the functions barely worked most of the time, and some of them didn't work ever.
But what I'm saying was it feels really good to sit behind the big proprietary controller with a bunch of buttons and
sure,
levers.
I'm sure that game is fine. I've never played it myself.
Yeah, if you take that away, I still think like there are merits to like the original Steel Battalion, but it's just a core part of that experience. Like you need the buttons.
It just turns it into like a stationary roller coaster in your house.
You need the big button, the big red button underneath the thing, and you flip it over and you hit it. It's just good. It's just good. They should
it's
remake.
Just good.
They should remake that. I don't think those servers are. They probably blew those servers up or something. But boy, someone should enable that again. I don't know how. Host it on like your personal server.
Cha-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-hi-di-ho, cha-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Cha-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-hi-di-ho, cha-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.